From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today at Fox Studios in Los Angeles, Rupert Murdoch confronted some of his sharpest critics. It was the annual shareholder meeting for Murdoch's News Corp, and it was a testy one. The company owns cable channels, newspapers, movie studios, and other ventures on four continents. And the meeting comes in the wake of the phone hacking scandal that led News Corp to close a major British tabloid. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, many investors took the opportunity to protest.
Outside the gates of Fox Studios, about 100 demonstrators assembled to condemn the Murdochs and News Corp's leadership. But the complaints that followed inside would be far more specific. Murdoch wasted little time in reminding investors of his track record.
The story of our company is the stuff of legend. From a small newspaper in Adelaide to a global corporation based in New York, the market capitalization of about $44 billion.
Murdoch sounded contrite about the phone hacking scandal in the United Kingdom, but he pushed back preemptively against his critics.
The company has been the subject of both understandable scrutiny and unfair attack.
Notably, however, Murdoch did not mention credible allegations that a News Corp tabloid bribed police, that its executives may have perjured themselves in a Scottish trial, or that British lawmakers are investigating whether executives lied to Parliament. Among those executives is James Murdoch, Rupert's son. Leading the investigative charge in the UK is Labour MP Tom Watson. He held proxy shares on behalf of some union-related investors and traveled to Los Angeles for the meeting.
I've genuinely been shocked about the scale of criminal wrongdoing and how executives covered it up and how, frankly, Rupert Murdoch, as head of the company, took a blasé approach, almost took a blind eye to wrongdoing.
These remarks came from an interview with me yesterday ahead of the meeting.
I think I've got a duty to bring that to the shareholders' attention because, after all, they are also responsible for what this company does, and I think the board have let them down.
At today's meeting, Watson told Murdoch and shareholders that there will be a second front to the British scandal, hacking into email. Murdoch didn't have much patience for that. You can hear him slapping the lectern as he replied.
I think I have assured everyone that I am going to put these things right. What happened a few years ago was absolutely wrong, and I've said so, and I said that we're all ashamed of it.
Other executives played defense. Corporate director Viet Dinh called the scandal shameful, but limited to one small corner of the company. He's a former assistant U.S. attorney general, and he's also the person overseeing the internal investigation, as well as the godfather to one of Murdoch's grandchildren. Many shareholders, led by labor and religious institutional investors, challenged how much top executives are paid, as well as Murdoch's decisions to acquire MySpace, the Wall Street Journal, and his daughter Elizabeth's production company. The overall argument struck at the integrity of the corporation and the coziness between the Murdochs and its board. And indeed, as the meeting went on, Rupert Murdoch became testier.
And I've heard the 15 directors...
Stephen, I'd hate to call you a liar, but I don't believe you.
Chairman, the Church Commissioners for England have elected to be represented in person at this meeting.
Your investments haven't been that great, but go ahead.
We can do both.
Are you on the subject?
Some of his questions.
No, not later on, now.
News Corp's British arm confirmed today it would pay nearly $5 million to settle claims from parents of a murdered girl whose cell phone messages were hacked and deleted. And company officials were already looking ahead to Monday, when the former publisher of the Wall Street Journal will be questioned anew before Parliament. He felt compelled to resign after early testimony proved untrue. David Folkenflik, NPR News.